Hello.
Hi, Jorge. Is this a good time for you now? It's Nadine
okay,
Medina with Global Flesh. Okay.
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So I know that you were speaking with one of the technicians, and they wanted me to kind of go over with you regarding the Google Guaranteed program. Are you familiar with it? Have you ever seen
Google
Guaranteed?
What is? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello? Can you hear me now?
So I wanted to know, what do these leads cost?
Okay. So Google Guaranteed are the ones that you're going to see at the very tippy top of the page. They have the green check mark. Are you still there?
Hello. Okay, I can hear you again now.
Okay, you're driving right now, right?
I am, and I have one bar, but I'm going to pull up into my community, and it should be fine there. I don't have an issue talking.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not. Should I call you back in a few more minutes, or you let me know?
No.
Okay.
Let's try now, because I'm driving, but it's fine. I got you on my
Okay. Copy. Okay, so Google Guaranteed are the ones that you see at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark next to it. And it's a pay-per-lead program, but the leads are going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing them with anyone. They're only being sent to you. Okay? Now, for that program, there are certain requirements that Google requires. They're going to run a background check. They just want to make sure you don't have felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors. They're not even looking at DUIs. I'm assuming your record is clean, not to accuse
yeah,
you of
I only
anything.
Have a DUI. 10 years ago, I had a DUI, that's it.
Okay. They're looking for a felony, okay? And besides that, they go 7 years back, okay?
No, I'm not.
So, perfect. Now, so you'll have to, on the application, like, put your social security number and all that, so that way they can run the background check. The other things that they're requiring, Jorge, is that you have at least 5 Google reviews, which I believe you exceed that. And they also want you to have license and insurance. The license that they are requiring, okay, is the Florida State, the roofing contractor's license. Do you carry that one?
Roofing?
The certified? Roofing contractor
right.
license.
We don't need a certified Florida license to do rain gutters.
Right, because, okay, so let me explain. Rain gutters are going to fall under the category, okay, of roofing. Roofing includes rain gutters, roof installation, roof repair, skylights, okay, attic venting. That's all under that category. We call it the vertical. Because of that vertical, they're requiring that license. It's not anything that Local Splash is requiring. It's what Google is requiring. I understand that for the rain gutters, it's probably not required, right, in your state. But because Google has implemented this category to be in the roofing category, is why they're requiring it.
Okay, so that leaves me out of the water here because I don't have a roofing license. I'm not a contractor. I don't, you know,
right.
I just have sort of some sort of like a permit from the city, basically, is what I have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely understand. And I'm sorry. I mean, it's unfortunately, it's what Google has implemented, right? But
yeah, but then with the same token, I'm confused because they say I did have, let's say I don't do roofs. I mean,
okay.
Am I going to be getting calls for people saying I need a roof?
No, because the way that it works, right, for Google Guaranteed, how it's set up, let's say you did have the roofing contractor's license, okay? But you only want to be found for the gutters, right?
Right.
Then what happens is, let's say someone called you for a roofing job. That's considered an unqualified lead. Google will credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified.
I don't want to, right, but I don't want to go through that. Do you guys still do them? To the point that I will not get a call for roofs?
I can't say that absolutely you're not going to get a call for a roof, only because What if someone did call you? I mean, I would be a liar if I told you no one's going to call you for a roof. What I'm saying is that on Google Guaranteed, they would only list you for the gutters, right?
Yeah, so you do still it.
Yes, we do. Kind of, because it's going to show what your services are. So if one slipped through the cracks, let's say someone just happened to still call you, wasn't paying attention, and still calls you about a roof, that's an unqualified lead because it's not a service that you're providing. Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. It's not part of your services. There's a lot that goes into the Google Guaranteed program. I wish, and I'm sorry that that's the requirement, is that licensing, because I think if it wasn't for that, this would be an excellent fit for you, really good fit for you. I do believe that.
Yeah.
Right now you're doing, I was looking, Jorge, so right now the program that you're doing is the Facebook ads, right?
Facebook, yes.
And then you've been with us, what, 8 days now?
Yes, and I'm questioning, am I in the right program? Because they also have the Google Ads, and
we can definitely, so let me tell you about the Google Ads. Okay. So we could get you on the Google Ads on the pay-per-click, right? But it's a set amount that's allocated to your Google Ads. I think, he told you a $300 budget, right? Is the minimum.
Minimum. Yeah.
Yeah. And Google Ads. So the first thing you see is Google Guaranteed. Underneath of that are the Google Ads, and then underneath of that is the Google Local Map. Facebook ads work really well, too. But another option for you, because since Google Guaranteed, you're not qualified for that because of the licensing, would be doing Google Ads. That's not a bad option.
Yeah. Why am I have not gotten a single call from Facebook.
So you're in 8 days right now, right? Your Facebook ads are typically running within 7 to 14 days. Okay. I'm looking through your account to see. It says Facebook page has been optimized. Facebook ad campaign started on the 18th and we're the 21st today, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So I know that Laura goes over the timeline, right? I'm just going to ask, be a little bit more patient. Okay, because the Facebook ads are running. They were live as of the 18th, which was today makes it 3 days, right?
And tell me a little bit about these Facebook ads. What exactly is it? Because I am putting ads on Marketplace, and I'm getting some calls from there, actually.
Okay, so Facebook ads, the way that they work is, let's say someone's on Google, they're looking for gutter services, right? But they didn't call you. Now they go to their Facebook, their own Facebook page, and they're looking at pictures or stories. All of a sudden, they're going to see your ad appear. Your ad is going to pop up on their feed. It's like reminding them, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. Okay? The reason that those work so well is because they retarget. So it's that constant, it's constantly appearing, reminding them that they were looking for that service. And then they're like, oh yeah. And then they click on it and they're calling you. A lot of our clients, I will say, Jorge, have seen really great results with the Facebook ads. They're a very high conversion rate, 9% conversion rate with the Facebook ads.
9% conversion rate? What does that mean?
Uh-huh. So how the ads that convert into calls. Conversion.
Right.
So, something like, you gotta remember, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but when you go on Google, right, let's say you're looking up something, but then you go to your Facebook, all of a sudden you see an ad appear on something that you were searching, that's a Facebook ad. What you're doing on Marketplace is posting. So you're putting, like if someone's asking, hey, I'm looking for whatever, or you might post on there, hey, I do gutters, blah, blah, blah. Here's my information. That's called a post on Marketplace. A lot of people do that, right? So you're kind of putting yourself in the communities on Marketplace. A Facebook ad is very different. It's like what we call a campaña on Google, right? It's the same concept, except that ad, if they perform that search on Google and they're on their Facebook page, they're going to see that ad appear. It happens to me, like when my husband, is using my phone to look up fishing reels. And if I go on my Facebook page right now, I'm going to get an ad popping up to buy a fishing reel because my husband performed a search on my phone. So it's retargeting me, even though I don't fish, but because he used my phone. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's how those work.
Yeah.
Okay.
And from now on today, I mean, it's when I could probably start seeing some results, or so is that going to take longer?
We always give the timeline 30 to 45 days. I always say this, in the first month, a lot of it is going to be the programming because they're getting everything created. They're optimizing, they're posting, right? When you feel the strength of this program, to be very fair, is going to be in the second month. That's what I always say. Okay. Now that doesn't mean, Jorge, that you won't get a call. I mean, you might get a call. Okay. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's not overnight. It doesn't mean that mañana you're going to get a bunch of phone calls and jobs. It's everything is still going to be a process, but we get you listed in a timely manner. I mean, looking at your account and you've only been in 8 days, they've done a good job. I mean, they're moving fast. So being that your Facebook page is optimized, right, but even with your ads campaign, because we get the campaign for the Facebook 7 to 14 days for it to be listed, right? You're on day 8 and your Facebook ads are already live. As of the 18th, 3 days ago, that's pretty quick because we give a timeline of 7 to 14 days.
How do I know what my ads look like? What is it that they're, what is it that
you can go into your client dashboard and you can view your ads.
Okay, client
dashboard. On your client dashboard.
Okay, I need to do that later. I want to see what.
Yeah, I would recommend go into your client dashboard. You can see how many times they clicked on your ad, how many times it came up in the search results. You can view all of that. I'll resend you your login credentials in an email so that way you have it. Okay?
Yeah, and since I have you on the phone, is it easy for you to tell me what would the Google Guaranteed Leads cost, will cost me?
Yeah, the Google Guaranteed Leads, what you're looking at for the minimum monthly budget, so first there's a $250 application fee. You fill out the application, you upload your documents, we submit it to Google to get it approved. It takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. I've seen people get approved in 4 weeks, okay? But that's still what we're going to say, 4 to 8 weeks. Once you get approved from Google, we're going to call you to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want your leads turned on. Your minimum, okay, monthly budget is $1,304, and that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, your leads are costing you $100. That's what your lead cost is. But here's the kicker on it, though. Let's just say someone called you to remove a tree or even to put a roof. That's outside of your services. As long as you do not accept that job, it's unqualified. They're going to credit the lead back to you. If someone called you outside of your service area, they credit the lead back as long as you don't accept the job. If someone called you to solicitate you or they called you to see if you're hiring, those are all unqualified leads. They're going to credit it back. The only time, Jorge, that it's a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing, you gave an estimate, or if you set an appointment. That's a qualified lead. Now, if in that first month you only got one lead, which I've never seen happen, but let's say you only got one lead, what is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means the next month you're not paying $1,304 again. What you're paying is $100 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. I got
okay. That. And you can pause it at any time. When you need them turned off, you call us, we turn them off. We don't turn them back on until you call back to turn them back on. It's an excellent, excellent program. I would highly recommend it for you, but what's going to hold you back is that roofer's license. And I'm sorry, it's the requirement that they require because of the category that it falls under.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Fine. I guess I'm out of the, that leaves me out, but I'm doing so many things at the same time. I just forgot something at the store, and now I have to go back to the store.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm glad I was able to speak with you, though, okay?
Yes, very helpful. I am going to give it a little bit more time, maybe until the second month, like you said, and then I'll see what that...
And the team's here. If you have questions or you want adjustments made, that's what the team's here for, to help you with all of that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you again, and I'm going to give it some time, and then I'll check with you guys again, and I'm going to go on my on the site to see what ads are popping up for the Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, and I sent you the credentials again, just so that you have it, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Perfect.